Welcome to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet. Joan and Janet are subtle energy empaths in the field of consciousness. Their passion is to support your evolutionary growth and change. Join them as they talk about our individual and collective evolutions. Explore what living consciously with energetic awareness means in our daily lives. Access with them a state of grace. There is no time, no space. Feel the warmth and acceptance and opening into infinite possibilities. Combining a broad collection of modalities and personal experiences, they share with humility and humor their appreciation for the body, mind, spirit connections that we call life. Now, here is Joan Newcomb and Janet Barrett.
Welcome to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet. We're your co-host, Joan Newcomb, coming to you from Tacoma, Washington, and my partner, Janet Barrett, coming to you from Portland, Oregon.
Hello, everyone, wherever you are in the world. Hello, hello.
Tonight on Conscious Conversations, we talk with Diane Collins, who is the author of Do You Quantum Think? New Thinking That Will Rock Your World. It unveils powerful secrets that reveals a power that exists within each of us. Our thinking is not free, but conditioned by our worldview, and we need to transcend our habitual thinking in order to be able to pursue the lives that we truly desire. So we're delighted to have her on the show, and we are going to bring her on in just a moment. We have some ways to go deeper with us and to connect with us beyond the show. And actually, Janet, didn't you have a special appreciation you wanted to let people know?
I did. Everyone who's been joining me on LinkedIn as new connections, there's really been a British contingency, and it is so sweet. So I wanted to make sure I thanked all of them who have been participating and signing up as connections. Thank you very much. And we're so glad to have that part of the world be part of our world, because it's all one world. So we're doing really good. So thanks, guys.
Yeah, one world, different time zones. So it's those who have insomnia listening to us in the middle of the night or listening to us on podcast.
Definitely. Or catch that YouTube channel, everybody. That's a good way to catch us. So what else do we want people to know this week, Joan?
Well, I think first of all, I'd like to let people know how to connect with us outside of the show, and that we are on Facebook. So you can go to Facebook groups and look up Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet and join the group and join the fun. You can also follow us on Twitter at Joan and Janet is the Twitter handle. You can follow Janet on Facebook. She's Janet Barrett. You can follow me on Facebook. I am Joan Marjorie Newcomb. And you can also follow me on Twitter at Joan Newcomb. And we also have a YouTube channel. You can find us on YouTube, and that's been a lot of fun for people. They just put on the playlist, and they bliss out for hours at a time.
And it's very effective in reaching that state of what we're talking about today with our great guest, Diane Collins. And we want you to know that we are only as far away as whatever we are. Right? I mean, we don't press buttons anymore. We don't do things. You just tap in and there we are. So you are not alone in your adventure of what life and consciousness are all about. We're there for you. And if you'd like to join us one-on-one, join us for our free conference calls on the first Thursday evening of the month next week. I think it's next week, April 21st at 7 p.m. Pacific. And we get down and dirty in those hours, that hour of really exploring heart space, what we're talking about, how to do it easily and effortlessly, and what comes up in that space. So please think about joining us there, and you reach us at consciouswithjoanandjanet@gmail.com and get all the good information about that. And Joan, tell them about your meetups. Do you have any meetups going this week?
Yes, I do. And actually, just to let people know, my website is joan-newcomb.com, and you can also find out more about our conference call there, our conscious conference call. You can sign up there to get the information about joining us in an intimate space. It's not always down and dirty, but it's also deep and intimate. If you go to my website, you'll also be able to sign up and get a life purpose quiz to know what your essential life purpose is and why you are here and how to regain your passion for life. I do also have meetups around the Puget Sound in Seattle, Bellevue, Tacoma, and Olympia. The ones I have coming up right now are, looking at my calendar real quick, It looks like we're in Bellevue at the end of the month, so you can find out the exact dates and details there. And Janet, you are also on Meetup. Tell them about your Meetup.
Yeah, here in Portland, Oregon, if you're local to the area, we have Meetups, Conscious Conversations with Janet, or Consciousness Playground here I offer in my home. So you can check it out on meetup.com. What is that? Meetup. Conscious Conversations with Janet.com, I guess.
There's a link on your website, isn't it?
Link on my website, which is janetandbeyond.com. Or reach me at my email at janetb@janetandbeyond.com. And that's about as .com as I get today. So,
yes.
So we ready to talk to Diane, at least introduce her.
Yes, we're going to bring on Diane, who is the creator of Quantum Think, and her book is Do You Quantum Think? Thinking That Will Rock Your World. Welcome to our show today, Diane.
Thank you so much, Joan and Janet. I have been really looking forward to being in conscious conversation with you. There's so much to talk about being established in that state.
It is. Now, you're talking to us from where? What's your locality?
I'm in essentially Miami Beach, Florida. My little town is called Sunny Isles Beach. It's on the island of Miami Beach. Most people don't realize it's an island about 15 miles long. So I'm on the northern end, living in a condo on the ocean with my husband and business partner of 26 plus years, Alan K. Collins. And so we're loving our life here.
Oh, that's so wonderful. I'd love to share with people because this is such a global community, right? And we're on this internet radio connection. Our listeners are everywhere in the world. And to know that we are connecting these bits of light that we all are, I think it's just always a marvelous way to engage ourselves.
The other thing is that was Janet, and that there is no distance, there is no time, there is no space. I just want to say, Diane, that I really enjoyed your book. I loved your book. It just spoke to my heart, and I was both excited to have the validation of consciousness that both Janet and I work in, and also to get little clues. They were like little gifts from consciousness of deeper awarenesses, I loved your exercises too about going deeper. It really came to me this morning when I was walking my dog that I was having a little conference with nature, and suddenly everything looked brighter and had much more deeper meaning.
Mm. Wow, I just got the proverbial chills, not the proverbial, the real chills, listening to you. And it's very interesting because when I have been listening to your shows, which I love, your conversations, I thought, wow, we are so really in sync and on the same wavelength. And, I wrote a blog for the Huffington Post last year. Actually, it must be maybe over a year. And it's called There's a New Mainstream Out There, and You're Probably Part of It. And it was goes like, hi, I've been on all these shows and listening to 1,000 shows, and there's this whole underground conversation going on, and it needs to be shouted from the rooftop. And I call it the consciousness crowd, because I started calling, to get away from that new age verbiage years ago. I would say to my friends, the consciousness crowd. And they would laugh, but joyfully. And that blog went viral because what I was saying is that this is not just about, people who have always known to be, born metaphysicians like we are on a conscious path. It's everybody. It's everyone as we know, and you talk about, we are in higher vibrational space beyond space-time, but you know what I mean, right now, and that it really is time to answer the call of this wisdom. And so that blog went viral. I think it's up to like 12,000 likes right now, over 3,000 Facebook shares, and people who commented, and they went, thank you, somebody finally said it. Because what I'm saying, and I know that you are too, is that it's time for this to be the mainstream, not the alternative. And that's really what you know, what my intent is, what our intent is that we're the ones who are being established in such a conscious state that it's up to us to consciously choose that level of mastery, to live the wisdom, as I say, instead of just knowing it, and then that is what literally transforms, uplifts the world. Anyway, that's my view.
All right, so this is Janet. I'll try and get that out in the beginning here. And Diane, I enjoyed your book so much because you were having a conversation. You were not reciting facts to me. And that's what makes this all personal. Well, you know, we've all been in that place where we listen to the teacher tell us and it's by rote. But what I caught in your book was the conversation you were having. And that's what Joan and I celebrate so much, that life is a conversation. And you have a conversation with yourself. So it sounds differently than that rote information coming out at you. And so that's why we were so looking forward to this. And I think we're probably ready to go to commercial break there, Joan, and then we'll get into Heart and we'll have the rest of it.
Sure. And just like Janet just said, is that we're getting ready to go to commercial break. And afterwards, Janet's going to take us into Heart Space. And then we'll go really deep into conversation here with Diane Collins. So stay tuned. We'll be talking to Diane Collins, author of Quantum Think, in A State of Grace, right after this.
Are you ready to take a quantum leap in your life? Joan Newcomb is a conscious mastery coach who empowers you to navigate life from your own inner wisdom using energy techniques. Contact her through her website, joan-newcomb.com, and take conscious mastery of your life today. That's joan-newcomb.com.
Would you like a fresh approach to the challenges you're dealing with? Janet Barrett is a subtle energy empath. Feeling the energies present in your myths and language, she offers a supportive, non-judgmental viewpoint. Experience new ways to relate to and release the energies in those stories. Receive a $25 discount on your first session. Email Janet for an appointment at janetb@janetandbeyond.com. Come explore with Janet. New possibilities for a joy-filled life.
You are listening to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet. To reach our program, please send questions and comments to consciouswithjoanandjanet@gmail.com. That's consciouswithjoanandjanet@gmail.com. Now, back to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet.
Welcome back. You're listening to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet. I'm your host, Joan, along here with Janet. And we are talking with Diane Collins, who's the author of Quantum Think. And Janet, you're going to take us into Heart Space now?
I love that question there.
Question? Okay. Leading question here?
Okay. All right. Well, to all our listeners and to Diane also, you know, we track this live and you never know what's going to show up. Anything is always just an outline. And so we kind of are, I don't know how you prepare, but we are open to what shows up in the moment. And we always totally respect that about ourselves. And so I'm looking forward to seeing what does come up today. We've already had some interesting, I guess you could call them fluxes in the field. So this is going to be fun. So let's see. Okay, everybody, just take a moment. Whatever you're doing is fine, and just let go that part that wants to track us and be with us. Let's let that be possible in this reality state. And just notice, there we go. Okay, boy, everybody went right there. I knew that would probably happen with Diane along. So let's just shift our awareness to heart. We start with physical heart, so it gives us an anchoring place in the body, which is fine. Be grateful. It is the symbol of life within you. So just be appreciative and notice it that way. Honor it. There's the breath. And then move into inwardly or outwardly. It doesn't really matter. That's just about placement and direction. To emotional terrain, which is often what we associate heart with. And just notice whatever the emotional terrain might be right in this moment, whatever time and space you're listening to this in. It's don't judge, just notice, which means just see, feel, hear, touch the awareness that you do have emotions and something might be running hot or running cool. More than one at the same time is possible. And just notice. And then allow yourself to experience the core, the essence of all, which is the third meaning definition of heart, where that unified field, the sea of infinite potential, where you and all of us and I and anything are just bits and pieces, photons of light, a little biophotons, resonances, vibrations, frequencies, and story, information, falling into patterns. And in this state, all of that is just bits and pieces, where you and I are one. And there seems to be some tightness around the heart, so we're going to just open that gently up and allowing yourself to go big. Allowing yourself to come apart in the nicest, gentlest sort of way. There we go. And you're going to feel a shift in the body, perhaps, because it's where you are into the sea of potential, of possibilities. There we go. And this is where we're going to have this delightful experiential conversation with Diane. So Diane, those are our terminologies for heart-centered awareness, for what we call the unified field. Some people might call it source or, you know, zero-point field or whatever it is. What in your terminology might match up with what we're talking about?
Well, I do. I use source, infinite intelligence, because I think that you can also use something scientific, the non-local mind field, which is infinite intelligence, which is the consciousness, the unbounded, free, satchitananda, right? Existence, freedom, and bliss. And I like to refer to it as infinite intelligence, that we are all aspects of, expressions of.
Got it.
And so, you know, I'm glad you brought that up, because a lot of people, they go, quantum think, you know, they think, wait a minute, you know, what about the heart? And so I even wrote, thinking gets a bad rep, you know, in our culture, because if you know that what I mean by mind, when I say mind, what we hold in awareness, what we hold in consciousness, and that I call the official, unofficial mantra of quantum thinking is when you master your mind, you master your life, and you could add on that in your world. So what does it mean? It's that it's nice to say, you know, do not judge, and we have to be more aware in the moment, and how do we use our intuition and tune into subtle energy and all of that. And for me, it's about literally mastering that state. So the master teachers say that the mind is located in the spiritual heart, because these are the, at least in history that we, you know, we all have studied or encountered or hear of or have experienced through different wisdom teachers, mastery teachers, the people who we want to be in the presence of because of what they are emanating, what they're transmitting, the higher you know, the highest consciousness, the highest state we want to be around. And this is what they're talking about, the science of consciousness. So consciousness cannot be ever defined in one terminology, right? So it's whatever, however you relate to it. And I always, I like to use multiples. But the idea is that now that we know, beginning in the 20th century with Einstein and the quantum physicists who followed him, that they are now verifying in our modern scientific terms what we've known, the perennial wisdom, the eternal wisdom, the science of consciousness. And so what was the big paradigm shift from what I lovingly call the old world view, the industrial age, the called scientific mechanism, you know, gave rise to machinery, to the quantum age, is this shift from, well, wait a minute, it's not a matter-based, you know, matter is not the primacy of existence, consciousness is. And therefore, now it's like, wow, okay, well, this is what we have been divinely bestowed with to create our reality, to create our state, to create our existence on Earth collaboratively, then isn't it a good idea to become masterful with those faculties of consciousness?
And I think what's important is that we have that within each of us. We are our own gurus, and that this is the time where we become self-leaders, right?
Absolutely.
It's not about following someone else. It's about being able to listen to what is within. So, Joan, what are you noticing, sweetie?
Besides tracking somebody who just went to the hospital.
Yeah, right.
I'm feeling a restriction around my heart. Actually, I loved your point, Diane, because I remember struggling with the term quantum think when I started reading your book until I got into it and really grokked what you were talking about. And I think we confuse mind with analyzer, and we always have an analytical part of our brain, and it's like our computer that's in front of our forehead, and we miss the greater mind, in which you were really talking about the non-local mind. So I kept thinking, I'm going to call it quantum non-local think.
Okay, but it is, because it's really about the state. As you're saying, not the cognitive, I call it the click, click, click of that left brain analytic that you're referring to.
Yeah, and the other thing that you and Janet were both referring to is, I mean, we are part of the infinite intelligence, but I like to turn it around to that we are the infinite intelligence. Because when we realize that we are consciousness, we are the infinite intelligence, that immediately connects us to the greater aspect of who we are, and we can operate differently, we can make different choices. And that's what your exercises were doing too, was tuning within to that greater aspect of awareness.
Yeah, you know, I'm really glad that, not glad, I'm thrilled. My spirit is jumping up and down that you both, of course, tuned into that aspect, because, you know, what I'm saying is, it's not like I know something and you don't, you know, in the book. It's not about information. Yeah. It's about what I'm doing is presencing these principles, these universal laws, these awarenesses in such a way that you bring it into your awareness. As you said, it's the conversation, because the conversation is with yourself. Self, with a capital S, and I totally concur, we are infinite intelligence. And when you start to, so it's not like, oh, someday I'm going to get enlightened, right? It's like, no, now.
Good luck with that.
This is it. Right? So what my work that, you know, came through me, we each have our own unique contribution to this awakening, and to this being established in that state and going to the next higher evolutionary state. So as you read, you're connecting to your own awareness. And the idea is that what I call the art of distinguishing, which is one of the 21 quantum mm-hmm. thing principles, which is a new worldview of learning. Bring something into your awareness right now. That's what I love when you do the heart space. In this moment, in such a way that you alter your relationship to it. You uplift, you transform your relationship to whatever it is that is. Because, why? Because you're experiencing it literally. So in the experience, it's not only or always a physical domain experience. It's a multidimensional, it's a consciousness experience. And so you say, well, how do we learn anything? Well, you experience it. You know, you can say, mm-hmm. well, what does pasta taste like? Well, you don't know. You can watch a video. You can see a picture, right? Somebody can explain right. it to you. Yeah. But until you taste it, then you have the experience. That experience is always with you because you've taken an experience from the possible world, which does exist, the potential, you would say, right? The infinite potential world, where everything that ever has, is, or will exist is there infinitely for us to tap into. But you take it from that and you bring it into your awareness. I heard you talking about the other day, the internet is like the perfect metaphor for this. And you connect in to those coordinates, to those that geometric, and we give ourselves the experience, and that takes us, that elevates our state. So that's really what I think you tuned into, and that's why I'm jumping up and down inside here.
Really, well, one thing we like to share with our listeners is that each of us is an individual and unique, but we're sharing a collective experience. So how you experience information will be particular to you, but that and each of us, and there is also commonality in that. And so it's not to say one is better than the other. Both are possible. Both frequently happen the same place. We are so indoctrinated into thinking this or that, either or, and that they can't exist in the same place and same time. And one thing I've come to appreciate in doing this work is understanding that both exist at the same place. And it's just how I'm choosing to relate to that information in my moment of awareness, whether it's this or that.
That's exactly right. And you see, the premise of Quantum Think is that we actually, you said it in the intro of me, that we don't realize that our thinking, you know, if you say, well, thinking creates reality, and, you know, thinking in the broadest sense is what we've been mm-hmm. talking about. As you mm-hmm. think, so you become, from the Upanishads, the Buddha, all that we are as a result of what we've thought, and so on. But so, because that's one of the activities of mind, of consciousness. And so when I thought, well, if thinking creates reality, if our habits of thought, right, give rise to the feeling tone, our resonance, and therefore what we manifest, then what creates thinking? And that's where I call my revelation, is that our thinking as a culture, as a collective, is conditioned by the background silent assumptions mm-hmm. that we call our overarching worldview. So this is the big, the good news is that when you make a literal quantum leap in consciousness as a system, rather than one by one, one concept, one thought, one principle, one moment, that it's like a vortex. So if you look at the, you know, what was the system that at least in Western culture, our institutions, our educational, all of it was brought up in, you said it. it was brought up in a predict and control. That was 17th century science. Predict and control, press on this and that moves, cause and effect, one dimensional, only physical is real. And so when we study in school, we're studying what? The physical, the brain. We're not studying what I refer to as five natural faculties of mind: intent, intuition, subtle energy, resonance, and meditation, which I consider a natural faculty, not just a practice. So why don't we? Why have conscious conversations in the past always been considered alternative? Because we as a human culture, until now, we're creating it, expanding it, have not had a system, if you think of thinking as a container, a system of reality that can hold what we're talking about on your show, that can hold that we don't have to convince anyone that, you know, we can shift reality, we can shapeshift, we can tune into any bit of intelligence, you know, infinitely, that we can manifest any human trait. We don't have to convince people of that when we're living from that as the expanded worldview. So that's what I think of as the quantum worldview. How do you quantum think? You take that literal leap in consciousness, and you start to live and look and think from the principles rather than at them, from a more undifferentiated, as you say, like, is it either or? Should I get rid of the ego? You know, I say stop ego bashing.
Yeah.
You know, because we're both, right? We live through our ego. Thank God
it's
for
just
the ego.
Sense of self is what ego means, sense of self. So most
right.
People are referring to egotism. They've got the wrong end of the word as far as I'm concerned, right? Ego means sense of self. Good. You want one. You just need one that's open and flexible, you know, and expansive. I do want to mention, stop right there. I was tracking and noticing, and audience, I want you to pay attention here. When we were in a very nice, expansive state, and how I know that was because when Diane started to refer back to this Newtonian world, it got cramped again. So I just, around the heart, just went major restriction. So, and I'm just tracking that. So everyone, I want you to just bring your awareness back to, because what she's talking about is the limit. And what we're talking about is consciousness is expansiveness, no limit. It is only the limit, the placeholder you put on it. Whether it's through your language or your beliefs or whatever the mechanism is. So I want everyone to just notice if you found that tightening and just notice it, how constrained life can be when you go from that day-to-day perspective. So just allow it to warm up again. Put the grace back in it, warmth, support, non-judgment. That's what disappeared, was the judgment part. So go back to non-judgment.
Well, that's what appeared, was the judgment part.
The judgment part, yeah.
Did
totally.
Not disappear, came back into focus.
Yeah. Well, you know, see the limit, you can go beyond it, though, which I love
right.
What you're doing right now
to
focus on that. Because, you know, what happens is that it's all great, right? We're in conscious conversations. Then you go into the world, right? Turn on the internet, you see a news flash. And this is where I think the mastery really comes in. And particularly now, you know, I have one of my, I could say, avocation is astrology. And I've been an avid student of astrology for 30 years, and I like to follow the energy trends, let's say. So I like to say planets rule. I mean, you know, nothing is absolute, but if you look at what the proclivities are, what are the energy trends right now, how do we consciously interact with the energies of the time? So we know we're in a time of restructuring. We know we're in a time of, it's Uranus and Aries, 7 years, we're 5 years into it, where we're, say, being asked to express ourselves in a new way based on, you know, how we've evolved ourselves to this point. And, you know, many other of these principles, but one of the main energy, I mean, you may know of this and how familiar you are with these planetary patterns, but one of the most important ones right now is what I like to say, making wisdom practical.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
we have the wisdom. We can stay in that state. And then if what happens when you turn on the news, if you do that, or some people will say, well, I never watch the news, you know, because I don't want to cramp up my I don't want to cramp up my consciousness. But at the same time, what if you know yourself as that free, you know, simultaneously where that transcendent, unbounded awareness and where the immanent role that we play in life, in the mundane, worldly sense. We're simultaneously that both. But when you're living, obviously, in that higher transcendence all the time, then nothing really, and I'd like to know what you both feel about this, nothing really touches you. So I think the mastery is, like, maintaining that heart space, that inner column of light, right? The Sushumna, and just, you know, watching like a movie what's going on in this play of consciousness, because as our systems and structures are undergoing this great transformation, that we don't have to be affected by it. If you can maintain that high elevated frequency. What do you think?
What do you get,
John? I totally grok what you're talking about. And my experience with viewing the world as consciousness, so what you had been talking about earlier is, I mean, we're all, you know, our perspectives are, it's like looking through dirty glasses kind of thing, but we look at the world through the restricted lenses. And if you step back and look at the world with consciousness, then you have a much more expansive perspective of what's going on. So for instance, I look at the political world today and I have a sense of amusement. It's like there's two candidates who are like shadow sides of each other. And there's a lot of extreme going on, and it reflects the aspects of ego. It reflects the things that are stuck, fixed, and not moving that are actually in the process of disintegrating as we are all collectively coming into greater light. So that's an example of looking at it rather than looking at things through, you know, oh my God, the world is going to end, and if this person is elected, I'm moving to Canada kind of thing. You know,
right, exactly. That's exactly it.
So my feeling is that if you feel it's dramatic like that, if you're reacting really extreme and black and white, and you view it like you're going to die, then that's a clue that you're in your body's perspective. And if you're viewing it expansively and amused at this kind of play that's going on, you'd call it a movie. And it's not that you're not feeling, because I think there's a danger that people disconnect from the expansive feeling when they're trying to view it as a movie. So,
right. It's not a disconnect. And this is mm-hmm. in the quantum thing, the distinction, which I call the principles, the distinctions, they're very specific, as you know, that it's the distinction being centered, that you're watching it as a movie, but at the same time, when you're in this, that consciousness, right, that highest consciousness that we are, it's not that you're detached, because the practice for that, or not for that one, but there's another one. We all know the practice, you know, non-attached. Well, I'm not attached. Well, there's a big difference between non-attachment and detachment. So mm-hmm. in a sense, when you can see from the cosmic perspective that we're talking about now, that you're actually feeling even more so. You're more engaged, not less engaged.
Yes.
Because you're not attached to even the way you're feeling. Let's say if you're, you know, if something emerges, something right now, and it is going to be surface, you know, everything that needs to be fixed, let's put it that way, fixed up, you know, for the next level, whether it's in us individually or as the collective or as the, you know, we're looking at the politics as, you know, like blatantly showing it to us, the out integrities, the, you know, the inequality of income that's going on, is that everything that needs, that is not consistent with a higher harmonious, higher virtue state is going to be surfaced right now so that we can step in and make it better, literally make it better. So if we get reactive about it, obviously we're not going to be in the highest state to be able to be a force in keeping a higher vibrational state and taking practical action, having the wisdom be practical. And I think that's really what's exciting about the time now. And I love what you say. You're amused by it. I'm amused by it. My husband is still, he gets reactive. He watches this. I cannot watch the news. I said, well, you know, for my work, I need to know what's going on. So, you know, I watch it, all sides of it. You know, obviously, I'm not a party girl. You know, the two-party system, I think, really
we need to stop for a commercial break, girls. So why don't we hold this wonderful space that we're in and this expansive space, and we will continue this conversation after we take we'll be right back.
Are you ready to take a quantum leap in your life? Joan Newcomb is a conscious mastery coach who empowers you to navigate life from your own inner wisdom using energy techniques. Contact her through her website, joan-newcomb.com, and take conscious mastery of your life today. That's joan-newcomb.com.
Would you like a fresh approach to the challenges you're dealing with? Janet Barrett is a subtle energy empath. Feeling the energies present in your myths and language, she offers a supportive, non-judgmental viewpoint. Experience new ways to relate to and release the energies in those stories. Receive a $25 discount on your first session. Email Janet for an appointment at janetb@janetandbeyond.com. Come explore with Janet. New possibilities for a joy-filled life.
You are listening to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet. To reach our program, please send questions and comments to consciouswithjoanandjanet@gmail.com. That's consciouswithjoanandjanet@gmail.com. Now, back to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet.
Welcome back. You're listening to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet. I'm your host, Joan. I'm along here with Janet, and we are talking with Diane Collins about quantum think, and we were leaving on a really interesting note. So, Diane, I'm sorry to interrupt you there. Did you want to finish the thought?
Well, we were talking about, you know, where do we, how do we recognize, I didn't say this before, but we're in a new moment, right, every moment. How do we recognize in ourselves that we can go to the next place, you know, keep returning to our highest vibrational frequency, keep the purity of our being? And it is when we see where we react sometime. And what I was talking about is my husband, who's my partner, and is wonderful, and, you know, we have the same intent, but from a different direction usually, so it makes life interesting. I call it the morning debate over the breakfast table. But, you know, he's like, I can't watch these politicians. And this is what we were talking about, is that you see it, I see it, as you just see it as, it's amusing. It's not that, you know, it's not a serious thing that we're, you know, bringing about. What kind of a world are we bringing about? What kind of leadership is coming forth? You know, what do we, how do we relate to leadership or the lack thereof? It's that we know we exist in fields. This is, I think, really important. You know, when we were talking at the beginning, what do we call the consciousness, infinite intelligence, non-local mind field? That where we are intricately, we are all connected. That is the matrix. And that, not the matrix like, you know, the whatever the movie is, but just the real matrix, the higher matrix of what life is. And so I use this term, it takes one to tango in a quantum world. Because if you know that with your intent, and how I think of intent in the shamanic sense, that it's an activator of the energy intelligent field, your personal resonance, that which you connect with everyone, everything else, that not a future goal like an intention that you measurable, you know, I want to make $1 million next year. Intent is that activating force, the omnipresent resonance. So when you're living consciously, creating your intent consciously, you have an intent for the world to remain, to be one of the activating forces in the higher frequency of consciousness, then you know that you don't, all you just, I say it like this, what is our greatest contribution? That state. So the more we are established in that state, that we are affecting the world. We don't have to necessarily go out and become an activist unless that's, you know, your worldly thing.
Right.
It's that our state is the contribution.
You've touched on a lot of different things. You use the word mastery. And I'm looking at how in my reference, in my language, I would describe that. And I think it's about, for me, it's about being neutral. And neutral is where anything can happen. And you're still okay. And you then you get into describing how we are motivated and how we use motivation of what is outside of us to inspire us to take action. And that, for me, when I observe the world situation and the events that go on in the political realm, mine is not such a humorous take. It's just an awareness of how much is under the surface. How much I register anger at systems, and that these things that were supposed to make us feel better don't, and that I notice it in that way. And it doesn't mean that I have to feed that at all. What it means is, as I stay neutral and notice how I'm responding to that, not how I'm reacting, but how I'm responding and where I feel that within me, my only solution is to go to heart space or heart-centered awareness, to the big picture, because then that gives me the perspective and realization about how, this is how community is working out. And I don't have a problem with chaos. I don't have a problem with tragedy. I don't have a problem with any of those things. I've known a great deal of that in my life. So I don't have resistance to it. What I have is an appreciation that we're free to work out how we need to allow things to work out, because I don't think that consciousness has an agenda. It allows. And if I allow it to be a warm, support, non-judgmental place, then whatever is showing up is okay. And I just get to use it to move myself through my life the way I choose to. So, I don't know.
Right. Beautifully said. Eloquently said. And, you know, in my language, the perspective of all perspectives is what you're talking about. And, you know, we're saying the same thing, different angles on it. And I think that is the mastery state. because yes. You could use another word, the state of equanimity. And the other thing we know, right, is like what you call neutral, I say equanimity, that whatever happens, you're okay with it because you see it as part of the totality of the unfolding.
Right.
And when you look at your own life this way, so it's not like you're not, as you said, we're going to feel things. You're going to feel anger. Sometimes I feel anxiety. Sometimes I feel fear. And it's like, oh, okay. Oh, I feel afraid right now. What's that all about? Mm-hmm. So that's the awakened state where you can watch your fear. I say, your mind, here's the paradox. Your mind is your life, and you are not your mind. At the same time, your mind is your life, meaning what you hold in awareness, what you hold in consciousness, the thoughts you have, the meanings that you give to those thoughts that are giving rise to your emotional state, to how you feel, to your experience moment by moment. And then, at the same time, we are not our mind because we are that witness, that transcendent self, watching what we're experiencing, you know, witnessing what we're experiencing, what thoughts are passing through our mind, and we don't have to latch onto any of it. And this is the beauty of living in this state, is to say, oh, just because I have a thought, again, we are living in fields. The field is invisible. That a lot of what we pick up, we, you know, it's very natural for us on a conscious path to say, spirit spoke to me, you know, I felt from my soul, any of those things. God spoke to me, I connected, divine came through in this way. Well, there's also that I like to call for fun, the thoughtosphere. I didn't write that in Deepan thing, but, you know, it's like there's a biosphere, right, around the earth, around the body. There's a thoughtosphere. What is this field is multidimensional. So what I think is that a lot of the thoughts we have, they're not our conscious choice. They're just, who even knows where they're coming from? If we're connected to all that is, right?
Yes.
Something's coming in. Did I choose that thought? Well, if you were consciously awake and aware, you would not choose a disparaging thought about yourself or someone else, right?
You're describing the compassionate witness that we are for each, right? And that
sheer
bliss that comes in doing that. And Joan, where are we with time, sweetie?
Yes, thank you for being empathic. We are down to our last 30 seconds, but I did want to let folks know that we're talking with Diane Collins, and her book is Quantum Think. And Diane, how can they find out more about you? What's your website?
You can reach me at my website. I'll say it fast: DianeCollins.com. Diane with two N's, very important: DianeCollins.com. Everything is there to connect with me, and please do. I love being on the show. Thank you so much for this conversation.
It's wonderful having you.
Yes, and we have more than enough for another show, obviously. We can see that. So thank you so very much for taking the time to join us today. And for all of you out there, we're just going to leave you in heart space and see where this goes for you. And just notice and pay attention and be open to something new happening in your life.
Listening to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet, and I'm your host, Joan Newcomb.
And I'm Janet Barrett.
And thank you all for joining us as consciousness expressing and evolving.
Have a nice week, everyone.
You've been listening to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet. Thanks so much for helping to co-create the show. No matter whether you're tuning in live or listening on demand, you energetically contribute to our collective experience. Joan and Janet love to hear from you and invite you to email your comments and ideas for them to explore each week. Contact them at consciouswithjoanandjanet@gmail.com. Tune in next Wednesday for another great show at 3 p.m. Pacific Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Time, and 10 p.m. UTC.